Pacific communities organising their own local vaccination events are encouraging more Pasifika teenagers to also get vaccinated. Pacific Health providers in Wellington are now setting their sights on engaging more with youth. A Pasifika Youth Vax Festival will be held in Porirua this coming weekend. This morning, we are joined by Pacific Director of Tu Ora Compass Health, Henrietta Hankin-Tangaloa, who has been working to get our young people vaccinated as well as our community at large. She is live on our 531 PI Facebook page now. Talofa whakalofa lahi atu, Henrietta. Thank you for making time to have a chat with us this morning. How are things from what you've seen in the various Pacific-driven vaccinations? How have our Pasifika community in Wellington responded to the call for us to get our vaccinations?
The community has responded really well to the events because I think we've gone out to communities. And so it's been hosted in local spaces that are familiar to them. So it's been really good to see families come through.
How do we compare with other Pasifika populations throughout the country, please, Henrietta?
We're actually doing very well in comparison. I think we started out strong, focusing on our priority groups. And so at the moment, in the Wellington region, we've vaccinated 73% of our Pacific population, which is really good, higher than most of the other areas of New Zealand, and so we're really proud of that, but there's obviously still some work to go.
73%, is that 73 who have at least one or 73% who have had both?
Sure, so 73% who have had that one dose, and then 47% who have had the second dose. And so we'll that number increased over the next couple of weeks as they come to that that time.
The event that's going to be happening this week, the Pasifika Youth Vax Festival, are you any closer to understanding why some of our young people are hesitating?
Yeah, I think it's a number of things. I think there's so much information out there that it's hard to kind of tell what's right and what's accurate and what's not. And so I think the important thing is to talk with our youth rather than at them, and also go to them rather than expect them to come into town or come into places that they wouldn't normally come to. So I think it's being patient but also respectful of their views. While they come to these decisions that they do need to make, but also not being too judgmental of them. So having that conversation.
Yes, and are you also working through other youth to get the message through? Because I guess one of the things that I've always find as an elderly Pasifika person is that when I start speaking, the youth just start rolling their eyes.
Yes, that has been the case, I think, in some respects. But I think what we have seen is that families have come through together, which has been really encouraging. And it's that kind of conversation within the family. And if that doesn't work, having that conversation from a youth perspective, with the youth leaders, but with people the youth can connect with and identify with.
Yeah, and also in this day of social media and the algorithms that they're talking about? Once you start going down one path, boy, that Facebook gives you a whole lot of other doors to open up it to, and before you know it, you're in a really, you're down this really extreme corridor.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we are finding is that people who are opposed to the vaccine, and there are those people, they tend to make the loudest noise, and they are more present than some of you know, the people who were kind of pro-vaccine. And so that's why it is important for us to kind of speak out and to talk about the benefits of being vaccinated. For example, keeping our family safe, being able to attend events, being able to travel overseas to see our families back in the islands. And so it's important to talk out and to promote the benefits of it as well.
Yes, it's funny you should mention that. We were just speaking with Leve Movono in Fiji, and she was saying the Fijians, they are queuing up to get vaccinated because their lives literally depend on tourism, and they know what the price of not getting vaccinated is. And the government there is now getting quite tough. Do you think our government, well, this is probably not, I don't want to get you into trouble, so I'm going to withdraw that question. This coming weekend, how can people find out more information? Where is it happening, the Pacifica Youth Vax Festival?
Sure, so it's happening in Tennant Creek, up in Porirua East, at the Cape Region. So in collaboration with many providers, the Porirua City Council, Whanau Manaaki, Auditor, and our local providers, the Porirua Union. It's happening from 9 till 4 in the afternoon, and so it's going to be live performances, it's going to be free food, basketball, but also there's going to be people here that you can ask questions of in a non-judgmental way. You can have that conversation with them, and it's all about providing information so that you can educate to vaccinate. So people won't be forced into getting vaccinated, but they'll be fully informed.
That venue again, is it Cannons Creek, did you say?
Correct, yeah.
And it is the one next to the basketball court there, is it?
Yeah, so it's in the basketball court. And so around that basketball court, there's different health providers, different community stores, which will be there to support the event.
For those who are listening and thinking, oh, goodness, I need to find out more information about this, where do they go, please, Henrietta?
So there's a page here in Wellington, Positively Pacific. So they're on Facebook and Instagram. So if you look on that page, you'll be able to stay up to date with that. But also there'll be posters in around the community and through schools as well. But do ask questions, and we're always open to have those conversations with people.
It really is going to be a festival, Henrietta. I see there are going to be food stalls, craft stalls, local talents, including Waino and Kaseki.
Absolutely, yep. So they're going to be a huge point of attraction, I think, for our people. And even if they don't come and get vaccinated, it's going to be a day for people to celebrate, especially for our youth. I mean, these are our future, and we want to ensure that they are protected for many years to come.
I think I'm just going to come to listen to the music.
You've had your vaccination, you'll be fine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Pacific Director of Two Water Compass Health, Henrietta Hankin-Tangaloa. Why should the young people come along this Saturday to Cannons Creek, starting at 9 in the morning through until 5 in the evening?
So come along and just chill. Come and hang out. Come and ask questions. Come and enjoy the day. I mean, we're all here to ensure that we are all healthy and can live long for our friends and for our family. And getting vaccinated is the way to do that in today's environment.
Wonderful. Henrietta Hankin-Tangaloa, thank you so much, Whaftai Te Lelawa Whakawelahi, for your time. And boy, oh boy, we are looking forward to that one. And hopefully we'll have a chat again with some of the younger ones to promote Pacifica Youth Vax Festival happening in Cannons Creek this Saturday.
Thank you.
You are most welcome. You're listening to Early Edition with ET 531P. I'm bringing Pacific people together.